and then flushed down a dark, echoing drain. Ryan Carter blinked open his eye and looked around. The first thing he noticed was that the chamber was uncomfortably hot. Deathland's Red Holocaust is a graphic audio production. Copyright 2005, The Cutting Corporation. Performed by Richard Rowan, with Terrence Aselford, Colleen Delaney, Timberlee Chanel, Nanette Savard, Michael Replogle, Kate Torrey, and Thomas Penny. Directed by Rick Rowan. Produced by Rick Rowan and Dwayne Beeman. Executive producers James Cutting, Mary Cutting, and Angie Cornett. Vocal editing by Brian Patton. Graphic audio sound design by Brian Patton and Dan Smith. The Deathlands theme was composed by Mark Ashby. Additional original music by Dan Smith, Brian Patton, and Matt Webb. Script adapted for graphic audio by Mark Delgado. If you enjoyed Deathlands, be sure to look for James Axler's Outlanders, available at roadstops everywhere, at 1-800-670-5220, or at www.cuttingaudio.com.
The following preview is of a graphic audio production rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
Outlanders number 30, Mask of the Sphinx. On a search for vital medical equipment, Kane, Grant, and DeFore stumble upon an old city that has modeled itself after ancient Egypt.
I am Nephrin, Queen of Aten. The oracles informed me that you'd come.
Yeah, but did you have to welcome us with an army?
While you are all here, I would like to introduce you to our other guest.
Erica Vance Sloan?
Well, hello there. What a pleasant surprise. The Imperator sends his regards.
I will hear the arguments of each side. To either join Sam the Imperator in his quest to unite the world, or to join you and your companions in resisting his efforts.
Your Highness, Erica Van Sloan is here only as part of an attempt to incorporate one more city into Sam's fold.
Lakesh will spout only lies about the Imperator.
Sam wishes nothing more than the complete control of everything on this earth.
We can offer Aten untold power in exchange for your loyalties. What do they have to offer?
Freedom.
We're under attack!
Kane, you will join the so-called Imperial Mother to discover who is attempting to attack and sabotage this city.
What's my alternative?
The same fate that awaits us all if you do not succeed. Death.
I don't like this any more than you do, Erica. But let's just keep sharp and keep quiet.
You still sound like a mag.
You hear that?
Kane, what is it?
This cave. We need to get out of here.
Outlanders number 30, Mask of the Sphinx, coming in December.
Outlanders number 30, Mask of the Sphinx, will be in travel centers and truck stops throughout North America starting December 2005. Or call 1-800-670-5220 to reserve or download your advance copy. For your convenience, this information is also printed on the cover of this book.
America is facing its darkest hour after a successful nuclear strike on Bucklow, Texas. The madman responsible, Iraqi Razan Kariza, is moving forward with his plan to detonate three more nuclear devices with the aid of contacts within Russia, China, North Korea, and the Middle East. The only thing that stands between the world and Kariza's nuclear holocaust are the men and women of the president's ultra-clandestine force, Stony Man. But they're going to get more than they bargained for when they suddenly find themselves battling on another front as well. A conspiracy to overthrow the U.S. government, arising out of the very ranks dedicated to defending and protecting the homeland, the United States military. Stony Man number 77, full blast.
The team is determined to find this bloody maniac and stop his clock one way or another. If you even suggest they back off, I don't like your chances. Now just come up with something we can work with.
Isn't it time you reconsidered your position, General?
No, it's time you shut your goddamn mouth, Mr. President, because you're finished!
I see the MiG coming in from your side for the kill.
Let's see if he fancies a game of chicken. Make your play, Sunshine.
Oh, shit!
No man can resist torture forever. In the end, you will tell your most secret things. You will betray all your friends and your country, because it will be the only way to end your suffering. If I ask, you will even betray your mother and offer me your wife, just so it will stop.
We move fast and we move hard. I want the top men of the Joint Military Command secured in detention. Then we deploy and we stand fast. The president has moved out of office, and I make my national broadcast. Because goddammit, the American public wants something done.
Stony Man number 77, Full Blast, coming in December.
Stony Man number 77, Full Blast, will be in travel centers and truck stops throughout North America starting December 2005. Or call 1-800-670-5220 to reserve or download your advance copy. For your convenience, this information is also printed on the cover of this book. The following preview is of a graphic audio production rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
Of all the evils that have plagued Western civilization, perhaps the most pernicious was the Nazi scourge of the 1930s and 40s. But Hitler's twisted philosophy didn't die with him in that bunker in Berlin.
Do you call yourself a white man?
Not your kind.
My kind is all there is, as you will soon see.
Mac Bolan teams up with Mossad agent Jacob Geller to prevent a would-be Führer and his minions from starting World War III.
I want Gerhard Steuben and the warhead. Have you got that?
What? I don't know what you're... Ah!
Who else wants to die for the half-assed master race? I want your Führer and the warhead.
Madman Gerhard Steuben's promise of a glorious Aryan...